we have a crisis in our community. That's what Callahan had to say. And how is it now working, Mike, with paramedics, fire, public health, Quinney Healthcare? There's a lot of people involved with this. How is that partnership working?
Extremely well. And you heard, you were there yesterday, Sean, and you heard the comments from everybody. And while you hear from multiple disciplines the perspective of their challenges, we speak with one common voice. And that meeting yesterday was the first step or the segue for us moving forward to develop that think tank to look at developing a charter and then looking at the scope of this problem and start to move forward. Because collectively, we can do something about this, but we can't work in isolation. And we don't. We work very well collaboratively together. We just need to work on this specific issue.
42 people, Stacey Dobbs, who is the president and CEO of Quinney Healthcare, 42 people were in the hospital, BGH, last week, dealing with potential overdose. The numbers are 90 from last week calls to Hastings paramedics. Normally, what, 5 to 10? How does that process work? If somebody calls in and says they believe someone or my friend is overdosed, how does the process work? They call 911 and then what happens?
They call 911 and then it's a tiered response, basically determining what is transpiring based on the information that we're receiving from the caller. So you may have a tri-emergency service approach to this. So you may have paramedics going, you may have the fire going, and you may have the police going as well, depending on what information we've received. The challenge with that is that when we're dealing with those calls, the other priority one calls that we've come in or that have come in while we're dealing with that, because let's give an example, a real life example. Last Saturday, we were dealing with 3 overdoses at exactly the same time, 3 different locations. Now, when you start to look at the resources that that's going to take, what resource capacity do you have to deal with those other 911 emergency calls that come in? You don't.
So it's the responders to get to the 911 call, and then you think, what's happening at Belleville General Hospital emergency where they're maxed to the limit as well?
Absolutely. They're maxed right out, and you know, as Stacey Dobb will tell you, they're dealing with these, you know, triaging those crises one after another after another. They don't have infinite resources as well.
So what's the next step? What do we have to do?
The next step is the developing, as I said, that charter and developing the scope, identifying the availability of the resources to tackle this problem. And then we need to ensure we're reaching out to the provincial government for additional resources for those wraparound medical and social support systems. Because I can tell you from Canadian Association of Mental Health, Lisa Alley, their team does an unbelievably great job in our community, but they don't have the resources to tackle it the way they want to. So we need to ensure that those resources are there.
And can you break just, I know I heard it yesterday at the press conference, but for our morning audience this morning, just the demographic of the individual that is dying or using the opioids and getting caught up in a potential death.
Well, we're still pulling the stats together and trying to decipher specific information, but we know right now that those who are overdosing in our community, the average age is 33 years of age, and primarily male. We do have some females, but it's primarily male.
Do you want to get anything else in this morning?
I just want to reiterate to those in our community, please have that conversation with your son, your daughter, friends, family members. It's a tough conversation to have, but there are bad drugs in the community. Please don't use. And for the recreational user who may just want to do something wild for a 35th birthday or something, please don't do it, because there are drugs out there that are going to kill you.
And to the drug dealers out there, those that are selling the drugs, I don't understand that business, but so if they have some drugs, they're adding this date rape drug. Why is that? Is it to get a better high, or what is the reason behind adding the other stuff to the other stuff? Like the mixture? I don't get that.
I wish I had an answer for you. I think it's basically a cost thing. What, the heroin in its purest form is going to be expensive. They might get a better deal on the GHB, so we'll cut the heroin with the GHB, or we believe this is going to give a better kick or a better outcome or a prolonged outcome. And the drug dealers, honestly, they don't care whether someone dies or not. And I can tell you that we've got an active investigation that was started last Friday when we lost a member of the community to the overdose. And I'm telling you, we're going to find this person responsible.
Well, thank you for coming in. I think we may have a call. I know you have a meeting at 9. Good morning, Mix 97.
Hey, I just wanted to note in there, too, like the drug dealers don't care if they do kill off people. And I'm pretty sure, like, with the rate of the homeless going up and stuff, they could just be trying to kill off the homeless, too.
All right. Thanks for your call. Anyway, thanks for coming in this morning. Really appreciate
it. Thank you, Chief.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the support.
All right. Chief Mike Callahan, Belleville City Police Service.